I call the Committee on Oversight to order in the Frankie Sudo Pop-Up Conference Room at 12.05 p.m. here on August 21st. Moving on to agenda item 2, roll call. Speaker Pro Tempore Moss will call the roll, please.
Chair Kitch.
Present.
Chair Micelli.
Present on Zoom.
Chair Issa.
Present.
Chair Castro.
Present on Zoom.
Chair Bolander.
Tardy excused.
Chair Levy.
Present on Zoom.
Chair Saporito.
Absence unexcused.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss, present. Chair Acklin.
Present.
A quorum is present.
All right, thank you, Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Moving on to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, we're going to be moving past agenda item 4, being there are no minutes to be approved of, onto agenda item 5. I'm just going to go down the list one by one. If you guys don't have a report, that's fine. Senator Kitch, do you have a report?
No report, it's fine.
Senator Micelli, do you have a report?
Not much since last time, no.
Okay. Senator Issa, do you have a report?
Yes, I have a report.
Senator Castro, do you have a report?
Not much.
Okay. Moving down, Senator Levy, do you have a report?
I do not.
Senator Bolander, do you have a report for GovOps?
We had our first meeting. Nothing new from my report yesterday. We ran our first meeting last Friday, and I'm going to be sending out a doodle when to meet thing in the next couple days.
Sounds good. Senator Saporito is not here. Speaker Pro Tempore Moss, do you have a report?
Just a quick one. I just want to stress what I put in the Teams chat today. There's been some receipts of officers communicating misinformation regarding the internship at tabling events recently. So I just want to stress, please utilize the Instagram post, the information in that post. Please utilize the ASUN website when it comes to the internship, tabling it. I will be doing a little more work. I'll be better at this to get you guys materials beyond those two things I mentioned so that there's more support for you as you market the internship. But if you have questions or if other senators come to you with questions, especially senior senators like yourself, Senator Kitch and Senator Levy, who have worked with the internship before, you can answer the questions or you can direct them to me. Like I said, I have my phone on me all the time. I'm always looking at Teams and Outlook, so I'll try to respond as quickly as possible. But just making sure information stays the same as we communicate.
Cool.
Thank you.
Any questions? All right, moving on to myself. I'm glad we were all able to meet here today. I discussed the center of Senator Packard. And then in terms of next oversight meeting, once we start school and stuff like that, I'll probably send it out today, since everyone should have their fall schedules and stuff like that, or at least have a pretty good idea. So I'm going to send out a when to meet for that so we can organize a time so I can book the PCR reoccurringly so we don't have to go through the Joe and pack life and all that stuff. But other than that, yeah, I'll send out a when to meet for you guys to make sure we can have a booked time for oversight. And then I don't think of anything else while I got you guys. I think that's it. And if I have something else, I'll say it at the end. Does anybody have any other reports or anything else they'd like to say? Any on Zoom? All right. Moving past agenda item 6, down to agenda item 7A, censure hearing for Senator Packard. So how this is going to work, you can sit in my seat for a sec.
Okay.
You can kind of just give testimony or kind of just give your explanation of explaining your points, explaining the meetings and all that stuff like that. Then we'll go into a questioning portion. We'll open it up to the floor to the committee. They're going to ask you a couple questions maybe. And then after that, I'm going to ask that you just step out of the room temporarily while we debate and come to a verdict deciding on what, again, I really hate using this word, but
punishment.
No, but I like the word verdict a lot better. And if there will be a verdict, then we'll of course let you know and stuff like that. So.
Sure. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, so just starting off, I wanted to apologize for being the reason you guys had to meet. Thank you to Speaker Acklin for accommodating my wisdom teeth surgery from last week, so I'm sorry I couldn't make the last oversight meeting. But I just want to explain that over the summer I was, also this is not any like excuses because I know I'm in the wrong, so just an explanation. But I did have a lot of traveling going on over the summer, and I did not properly communicate that with Speaker Acklin over Teams or email or anything like that, so I apologize for those. And then as for the last Senate meeting that I did miss, Senator Moore and myself did go on a camping trip, and we didn't have any service, but we didn't realized we did plan to leave on Wednesday because we didn't realize there would be a Senate meeting that week because of having a meeting every other week. But we didn't realize there'd be a back-to-back meetings during that week or in the summer. So we were out of town, so I didn't have service to hop on the Zoom, but I should have communicated that with Speaker Ackland previously. And then as for the 2 points that I have missed during the Budget and Finance Committee meetings, the one that I missed, I believe, is on May 2nd. I did talk to Senator Maselli, just letting him know that I did have class during that time, and then I did have a DCE committee meeting right after class, so it was a little bit of a conflict of schedulings for missing that meeting. And then as for the last meeting that I missed during the Budget and Finance, there wasn't a when to meet for that week that was put into the Teams group chat, so I wasn't able to put my scheduling in for that. And unfortunately, I did have work at my job at that time, so that was also scheduling miscommunications. So I wasn't able to put in my schedule for that meeting. So yeah, I just wanted to apologize for my lack of communication over the summer. And I promise to attend all the meetings in the future for Senate and for the committees that I'm on. And if I do have any sort of conflict or any sort of emergency, to message Speaker Ackland or Senator Maselli or Parliamentary Issa well in advance, so that there's no issues with quorum or anything. So yeah, I just wanted to apologize and just explain things on my side. And I know this is a paid job and that I am being paid by student fees, so this is, I do take this very seriously. So yeah, just want to apologize, and that's kind of the end of my testimony. But
any questions at this time, in person or on Zoom? Senator Kitch?
Yes.
Thank you for your testimony. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. What were the times of Budget and Finance and DCE on the May 2nd meetings?
The May 2nd meeting, they were both like at the same time. The one for DCE was at, I had class from 2:30 to 3:45, and then I had the DCE meeting right at 4, I believe it was. And then I believe the Budget and Finance Committee was, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was also at 4, or it might have been at 3:30 too, because I know I had class right previously then. I just know that they were kind of happening, coinciding at the same time, and that I wouldn't have enough time to go from class to the DCE to the Budget and Finance meeting.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other points of comment, Senator Bolander?
Sounds like you had a fun summer. Good to see you again.
Yes, good to see you.
Where did you travel to?
I went to the camping trip that I went with Senator Moore was up in Antelope, and then I was up in Vegas to visit some of my friends, and then I also went on a different camping trip up in Nevada Beach too.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions in person or on Zoom? Senator Issa?
I have two questions, if that's okay with you. So the first question is, like, this is also, I guess, for Chair Maselli.
Mm-hmm.
Given that you said that you were working during one of your Budget and Finance meetings, did you communicate that you were going to be at that meeting at the time?
I believe I did. I believe I sent out a message to Senator Maselli over Teams, but I could be mistaken, but...
If that was the case, I would like to ask Senator Maselli why this was counted as an absence unexcused instead of an absence excused.
Can you take a second to go back through my messages?
Okay.
I had a...
I might not have communicated that, so that might be on my part, but I believe I did.
Yeah, no, you're okay. Let me just get back to you all. You were excused for two. The unexcused were May 2nd and June 26th, so let me just confirm and I'll...
Okay.
Raise my hand.
Okay, and while you do that, Senator Maselli, my second question is that another part of being a senator, of course,
mm-hmm.
it goes beyond just attending the meetings, is of
yes.
course representing constituents through outreach, through writing
yes,
legislation.
Definitely.
So I just want to get a brief overview of what you've done over the summer.
Yeah, definitely. So over the summer, I did attend a couple of honors panels over for the honors fit, because I got a couple emails from Dr. Waters, the assistant dean of the Honors College, messaging about whether I can represent the College of Business as a senator and talk about my experience both in the College of Business and also as double majoring in finance and econ and how that goes, and resources for students to use. So I attended two of those meetings over Zoom. And then I also attended a meeting in person at one of the, or at the dean of the Honors College's house, and talked to them about what I do is as College of Business and Senator, and also as what our plans are for the outreach and with the new business building coming up. So I did a couple of those things with Honors Fit. And then, does he answer? Okay. And I also just attended the block party too for like volunteering, and I'm planning on doing, the ribbon cutting for the College of Business, next week and doing some interviews for that. Yes.
Sorry.
Senator
Maselli and Senator Kitsch.
Sorry. Yeah, no, my mistake. You messaged me for May 2nd, so you were okay on that one. It was okay. Just one unexcused on the 26th of June.
Oh, I see. Okay. I apologize.
Yeah,
thank
my
you.
Mistake.
Senator Kitsch.
Follow-up question to Senator East's questions. Mm-hmm. For honors over the summer, was it the summer honors workshops that you were attending or honors fit? Because
sorry, summer. Not honors fit. I apologize. Did I say that?
Yes.
I meant the workshops. Yes.
That's what I figured.
Yes,
was
you.
It the one, do you know what they were on?
It was on double majoring. Yes. Double majoring. The other one was just about, it was like business in general. It was just talking about like business opportunities and stuff.
Thank you. And then what date was the event at Dean Mead's house?
It was.
If not, it's okay.
Okay, I know it was like late June. I have it in my calendar. Can I grab my phone?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was like, I don't know if I need to be on
Zoom
too, but it was. It was the Women in Business panel on June 3rd. Yes, from 6 to 8:30.
Any other questions? Any in person or on Zoom?
Sure.
Yes.
Sorry.
No,
just kind of expanding off of my previous question, I just want to get an idea, since of course we're heading into the fall semester and things are going to ramp up. I'm just wondering if you took some time over the summer to think about some legislation you want to write, and if so, would you be comfortable with sharing that with the committee?
Yeah, of course. So I will say that I know this was talked about previously. I think her name's Carrie, right? DeBarger?
Yes.
She was talking about some of the legislation ideas that she had, and one of the ideas kind of coincided with mine. I really liked her idea of doing having like a specific Canvas course, possibly, of doing where everyone can know what the senators are and who they are and how to reach them and how to contact, you know, because I think obviously you can see that on like the ASUN website, which is really helpful. But personally, me last year in my freshman year, I didn't really know who I could reach out to, and I think maybe if it's kind of like in their faces more, because I know we have the ASUN one on campus, but if we had like a specific senator one, that could help, and then we can like message and reach out during Teams and have outreach, just like Senator Kitsch does her like updates and everything through the Honors College. I think that's really helpful. So I think maybe having a piece of legislation to get that instated. And then I also did, I guess, want to talk to you about being in support of your piece of legislation that you were talking about with the AI, because I do think that PAC AI, because I do think it is very important to just have transparency with students, because I also was very confused when I got an email about it and was like, what does this entail? You know, just having more education on that. I also am part of Nevada Money Mentors. I'm the treasurer for Wolfpack Finance, which is one of the clubs that coincides with Money Mentors. And they just don't have as big of a presence as I think they could have on campus. And they don't really get any funding from the campus, even though they're a student service. So I think maybe possibly having ideas of funding, I know that goes into student fees, so that might be a little bit messy, but I think they just need kind of support from students for like one-on-ones with mentors. And I think students, especially any student, but being from a college of business, I think it's important that students are aware of their finances and how to like investing and credit building and stuff like that. So they help students have those mentorships with people so they can be more educated, and I think they could use some support. So I was thinking about doing some legislation regarding that. So yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And just to just want to let you know that with regard to the Canvas page, myself, Senator McAndrews, mm-hmm. and Senator Evans are already working on a piece regarding that. So you're more than welcome to join on that.
Oh, thank you.
So
that.
Just letting you know. Okay. Thank you very much for your response.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Any other questions at this time? All righty. Thank you, Senator Becker.
Thank you.
We're going to move on to discussion.
Can I just step up here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty. Are there any senators who would like to start us off with the discussion? Senator Kitch.
Hi, guys. I would like to note, so while I think that Senator Packard helped a ton with helping out with us on our workshops, it's a program in the Honors College where incoming freshmen can actually gain honors credit before even coming to campus by attending a certain amount of honors workshops at like over Zoom, different things, asking questions. I did one on leadership, like all this stuff. I think it is incredibly useful and helpful that she did that for the Honors College. However, I'm a little bit concerned because that is kind of outreach for us and not for business. I'm not entirely certain what the College of Business was doing this summer. And again, as much as I love her position in the Honors College, and I really do appreciate her leadership at those events and also the Dean Means House invite, I would have liked to see more involvement in the College of Business, especially considering the points that Senator Packard has created.
Senator Maselli?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a shame that Senator Packard hasn't been in any of the Budget and Finance Committee meetings, just because I think she's actually interested in it. You know, she had three valid excuses of class. It just gets sort of hard to, you know, vouch for somebody who's never at the meetings. We've had four or five now, I think. but I don't think it's out of bad intentions or anything. I just think, and she messaged me, by the way, for everyone, that she probably would have class when we were planning to meet in the fall for the financial reviews, and so she might just drop the committee altogether and find a new one, which is probably ideal, in my opinion, because we can't just have somebody who's always excused absent. But otherwise, I think she probably means well, and I wish she could have made it work a little better, but it is what it is.
Senator Castro?
I kind of want to agree with the sentiment that Senator Maselli is bringing up. I think that there's very good like intentions in terms of this and everything. I don't think any of these absences are malicious, but I'd also like to say that, say for example, you know, Budget and Finance, that's a committee that a lot of people really wanted to be on when it came to apportionment at the beginning of the Senate a session. And that's one that people continually wanted to be on even when they're applying for the new, like the vacant positions. And I think it's just not really fair to have somebody who's not, who hasn't yet gone to a single meeting continue to be on that, you know, committee when other people really want it. And it basically shows, in my opinion, a little bit of sort of just, you know, the negligence in that form that is going on with Senator Packard. I also wanted to ask where this puts Senator Packard point-wise in terms of that, considering that we've understood and discovered throughout the meeting now that she did have an excused absence in comparison to an unexcused absence. Mm-hmm. Does that change the situation at all?
Yeah, so if that would change, so now I guess she would be at technically 7 points and not 8 points since we got that cleared up. It was just miscommunication between me and Senator Maselli based on the absences and unexcused and all that stuff. So she's at 7 points and not 8 points.
Okay, thank you.
Any other points of discussion? Senator Issa?
Parliamentarian Issa, for the record. I must agree with most of you. I do think that most of her absences from these meetings are simply due to miscommunication. Although I just want to point out something that I thought was a tad bit concerning. When I asked her what kinds of legislation she was writing, I noticed that pretty much virtually every single thing that she is writing was someone else's idea and not necessarily pertaining to the College of Business. So I found that to be a little concerning, and I'm wondering if perhaps that the response that she gave was genuine, or was she just thinking of something off the cuff, because she immediately cited Senator DeBarger's presentation that we covered last night as a piece that she was planning to work on. And I also like to mention that none of the pieces that she mentioned are in the legislation tracker. So I'm just wondering if she's being genuine with her remarks or not, or if she's genuinely trying to represent the College of Business, given the lack of focus of her college and her legislation proposals.
Any other senators with points of discussion? Senator Bowlander?
Yeah, the going to Vegas and missing a meeting seemed a little off to me.
I also want to communicate to the committee that, you know, during Senate meetings, you know, usually it's me talking most of the time, and as long as you listen to my report, I feel like I'm pretty communicative, and I was very communicative with the fact that we were going to have an emergency meeting the following week to appoint a new chair for GovOps. I said it probably 5 times during the meeting. I said it at the beginning, I said it at the end, I said it during Travis's resignation, I said it during comments announcements. You know, I'm pretty communicative with you guys, so I just want to say that for the record. We'll go Senator Issa, then Senator Bowlander, then Senator Kitch. Senator Levy.
Yeah. Just to bounce off of Speaker Hackman's point, I want to point out that during the meeting in which she said that she was going on a camping trip alongside Senator Moore, she used the excuse of there was no service to contact Speaker Ackland in a timely manner to let him know that they were going on a camping trip. I like to point out that the morning of that meeting, I met with Senator Moore. So the fact of the matter is that they were both in Reno at the time, and therefore they could have very well sent a message to Speaker Ackland to let them know that they were going to be absent that day way more than an hour prior to the meeting. So I don't think that was a valid excuse, in my opinion.
For the record, I can pull up the team's message, I'm pretty sure, but it was around 45 to 50 minutes before the meeting had started, and they had both messaged me saying that they will be going on a camping trip. I had messaged them back and saying that is not a valid excuse. I had hammered this into you guys at last meeting that I need everybody here as much as possible because I've only held one emergency meeting that goes against our bi-weekly schedule. And I told them that that was grounds for censure, and then they responded back to me a couple days later. So they had read my message and then went on their camping trip. Senator Bowlander, then Senator Kitch.
He kind of just said what I was
Senator Kitch and Senator Levy.
Senator Issa said what I was going to say, so I yield my time.
Senator Levy, then Senator Micelli. Jeez.
I want to kind of go on what Senator Issa was talking about, how, like, writing legislation, thinking about legislation is, like, important during the summer. I think we should kind of focus more on, like, the outreach aspect, because I know a lot of senators do, like, focus more on the outreach aspect of the Senate position instead of focusing on, like, the legislative aspect. I think legislative is very important, but I don't think that's what we should solely base, like, I guess the punishment on. I think that legislation is just something, like, especially as a new senator, you kind of, as you, like, do outreach, you then, like, think of what legislation you want to write. And I think for especially new senators, it's kind of difficult to think of a piece of legislation right off the bat. So I think with experience, you kind of learn more about legislation. And of course, there are people who think about it, like, instantly, and they're like, oh, I already know what kind of pieces I want to write. But I hope we don't, like, base the punishment off of the fact that she's not writing any legislation. I think it should be based off of the outreach, the miscommunication, and, like, other aspects, but just not solely the legislation.
Senator Micelli, then Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
I agree with that, Senator Levy. And then also, sorry to bounce around, but that meeting for the camping trip, was that July 30th Senate meeting?
Yes, that was the date that we were going to fill in the seat for the new chair of GovOps.
It's, yeah, well, because I'm looking at her messages to me, and it's just weird that she didn't let you know until about 20 minutes before the meeting. She texted me, or teamsed me, on July 29th, which is Tuesday, because we had a Thursday meeting, and she said she was going to be camping, and so she would be able to attend on Thursday.
Yeah, let me pull up. Yeah, July 30th.
So I don't know. It's weird that she messaged me and not you.
Yeah, she messaged me July 30th at 4:37 p.m.
Interesting. Well, then maybe she did not realize that there was a Senate meeting. But yeah, I probably should have communicated with you, Leaf, as well, because I feel like we should probably be on the same page about what we're excusing and not excusing.
Yeah.
Because I excused that. Just because I don't know. And I'm curious what the other chairs would say as well. I usually think that if people are being communicative and they have a trip that's pre-planned, like, okay. But I'm curious your guys' thoughts.
Yeah, this is, we'll go speaker pro tempore mas after I speak. Yeah, this is something that's kind of like I'm giving you guys a little bit of discretion on. And then when we go into fall, I'm going to be a little more strict just in terms of excuses and stuff like that, because, you know, we are all here in person. We're all students at this university. You know, you're able to show up in person. When you guys all took your oaths and took this job, you knew that Wednesdays at 5:30, you know, your time is here in the CSE, in the Senate chambers. So moving forward, yeah, just be communicative with me. If there's a committee member who is like, hey, I'm not going to, you know, be at the meeting for X, Y, and Z, I'm kind of just going to leave that up to you and your discretion. But if it's something in terms of like, hey, I'm going to a concert, but I know we communicated this 8 different times, you know, and you excuse it, I'm going to step in and say, like, no, I don't think that's a valid excuse. Like, that needs to be unexcused. I don't want to dictate too much how you guys run your committee. But if there's a senator who is unexcused or doesn't show up or gives a valid excuse for not attending the meeting, let me know ahead of time, or let me know when you find this information out, because I have to update the points memo and I have to keep that up to date. So yeah, as long as we just keep in good communication with the committee members who show up and don't show up, who's excused, who's not excused, that really helps me out. And it makes so that I don't have to listen to every single one of your guys' minutes, and find out who is absent, who's not. Speaker pro tempore mas and Senator Castro.
So I just have a couple things to ask and say. For clarification, are the committees that Senator Packard sits on is Budget and Finance and DCE?
She's a member of DCE, correct?
Yes. Okay. So if those are her two committees, then I want to pose a question to Senator Issa. Does she have regular attendance in your committee?
She does. She has not missed a single committee meeting.
Okay. So it's simply your committee that she has an issue attending, Senator Micelli?
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah.
It could just be completely scheduling.
Yeah. The reason I ask this is... when it comes to her having an intern, these perspectives on these committees are very fundamental to the educational experience of these interns. If the fact that she's not attending a committee meeting or a committee entirely would also lessen that of the educational experience of an intern. So as we get closer to September when interns will be assigned, that's what's concerning to me, is that she won't be able to give a full experience if she continues to not attend. So I wonder what that'll be like during the fall semester, but that's what is kind of ringing alarm bells in my brain, is that she's not attending, thus she can't give a perspective to her intern when she receives an intern on that committee. So I just want to keep that in mind as well.
I was going to say, before we move on to Senator Castro and her points, I wanted to say too, in terms of the verdict we're able to come to as a committee, like I said, we're kind of given a list of options based on our SAS, Senate rules, and the Constitution. Those being, we can ask for the senator's resignation, we can start the expulsion process if they refuse the verdict, or, you know, punishment, if you want to call it that, that we assign to them, and that can range anywhere from outreach hours to a public apology of the sagebrush. It can really range from a lot of things. But I was also thinking too, and once we get to the points of discussion and we are at the point where we're kind of going to reach a verdict, I was just going to throw this out to the committee. We could also, in if we decide to give her outreach, whatever it may be, we could also say that we formally ask that she remove herself from the Committee on Budget and Finance, so another member is able to take that spot. especially being that she's a business senator. I would hope that she would want to be on that committee, but based on her attendance record over the summer, I don't necessarily see how things are going to switch up immediately, especially based on the fact that I'm pretty sure she will have a class and a lot of scheduling conflicts with budget and finance. So it's just something to keep in mind. Senator Castro and Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
I do want to echo the concerns of Pro Tempore Moss in terms of like having an intern as well, because I do think it's definitely a different experience to have an intern and also not attend those meetings. But at the same time, I'd like to say that I think that an intern will also be another form of motivation for Senator Packard to attend these meetings more regularly to the point in which she should be, and she should have already. At the same time, and like, this is not to be a devil's advocate or anything like that, I just want to say that committee meetings are a lot more fluid than, for example, the Senate meeting, which we know happens every week or bi-weekly during the summer at 5:30 p.m. And like Senator Micelli said, these could have been scheduling issues. What I think is of greater gravity in this situation is more so the way in which she communicated towards her absences of Senate meetings, specifically the lack of communication until the last minute. I would never want to pretend that I'm an amazing communicator or anything like that, but I do think that knowing that you have a camping trip and having told somebody else of this camping trip at an earlier time and then waiting until such a close time period to the meeting to actually message the speaker, I think that's very demonstrative of just a lack of care, if I'm being honest. So I think that whatever this committee chooses will be correct, but I'd like to consider that aspect, the lack of care specifically.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss and Senator Issa.
Another question. Sorry, I'm asking a lot of clarifying questions today. But Senator Micelli, did you say that she already signified that she may not be able to attend our scheduled meetings for Wednesdays at 4 p.m. when the fall semester starts?
Yeah, she teams me and said she had class at, let me get the exact time. She has class from 4 to 5:15 on Wednesdays. And you know, it was either Monday, Wednesday, or Friday for budget and finance, and most of the committee said they would prefer Wednesday at a meeting that unfortunately she wasn't at. Unexcused. And so it's like, what are we really supposed to do at that point?
Yeah.
But yeah, she can't attend the schedule as of now.
Yeah. Thank you, Senator Micelli. I think with that information in mind and with the communication, I think, in my opinion, a good verdict to reach on this would be a formal request to leave the committee at the next Senate meeting and to join another committee that fits her schedule better, and then some more outreach so that she can continue to do outreach with her college, as we've already signified that that's a consistent problem in her outreach during the summer, is that it was more spent with your college, Senator Kitch, than it was her own. So I think more outreach specifically with her college rather than the Honors College, and a formal request to leave the committee would be what I would support at this time, but I'd like to hear what the rest of the committee has to think on that.
Parliamentarian Issa.
I just wanted to quickly respond to Senator Levy's remarks about, I just wanted to clarify that when I was talking about legislation, I do not believe that the amount of legislation you write is determinative of your performance as a senator. I just think that the legislation examples that she gave me, and I asked that question just out of curiosity to get a gauge of what she's done over the summer, that her response mainly reflected things that are already in the works, and more importantly, things that were discussed literally last night. And so I'll just bring up the concern that perhaps she either just made all that up on the spot and she was not working on any legislation whatsoever over the summer, given the very recent timing of the legislation which she brought up. And so and I do agree that outreach is far more important. I think a lot of senators need to put emphasis on their outreach. And as we've mentioned time and time again at this table, her outreach mainly reflected the college, the Honors College, and not the College of Business. So that is something we should definitely take into consideration as we decide her punishment.
Any other senators with points of discussion? Does the body give permission for Luis to speak?
Yes. Yeah. Senator Ackman, Luis Aguilar, Assistant Director of City Government, for the record. I appreciate what the conversation that you're having here, and optically what I'm hearing from as far as a piece of legislation is this senator has been a senator for 5 months now, and it concerns me that she was citing legislation from a senator that was just approved last night with no original ideas or legislation that she's proposing or collaborating with someone else. And I mentioned 5 months to point this out. Without further information or depth of knowledge, if I'm a student looking that she missed May, June, and July, 3 out of 5 months, what is the optics that students have, and what are the optics that other senators are having?
All right, thank you. Speaker Pro Tem Flamas.
I'd like to thank A.D. Aguilar-Herrera for his comments, and that kind of opened me up to some more ideas for the verdict. Honestly, I didn't even think that it's been 5 months. It's felt a lot shorter than that. But since it's been 5 months of collecting student fees in their paycheck, I honestly would also support an apology in the sagebrush at this point, because, like I said, I didn't even think that she's been working with the Senate for 5 months and has missed multiple months or missed multiple meetings in the span of the 3 months prior or after us getting sworn in as senator. So I think at this time I'd support the formal request to leave the Committee on Budget and Finance, an apology to the sagebrush, and extra outreach with the College of Business.
I would also like to add for the record, I did the calculations for Senator Moore just to get a rough kind of idea of how much student fees were being used on the wages for these senators. So now up to this point, senators have been paid just over $1,800 of student fees. And if you add up everybody in this room, that's probably, what is that, $7,000-$8,000 around, maybe a little more. So just keep that in mind and stuff like that, because, you know, we are elected to do this job. You guys are paid a little over $400 a month to show up to these meetings. They're all publicized, they're all public. And I'm pretty sure everybody in this committee is pretty communicative about when they're meeting, why they're meeting, when they're meeting. Senator Kitch.
I should kind of add on to what Senator Moss, or Pro Tem Moss, and Luis Aguilar-Herrera said. Yes, she's been a senator for 5 months. She's only been asked to attend meetings for 3 of those months because, I mean, give or take, and she, from May, June, July, and she's missed now all 3. We were only inaugurated as senators in mid-April, and she wasn't really asked to do a whole lot between being elected and being sworn in. So I think that an apology to senators is absolutely necessary in this case.
Any other points of discussion? All right. We're going to move on to a decision for the verdict. But before I start with that, I just wanted to kind of throw this out there, just so we talk about this before the verdict, and I have just a rough idea. Do all of the chairs have a rough idea of when you guys are going to meet for fall? Have you guys sent out your when-to-meets? Okay. Saying thumbs up? Great.
Yes.
Cool.
Still good on that.
Still got on that? That's all right. Senator Levy, all good on that?
My scheduling is really bad, but I will be sending one out. I'll just like figure it out. But yeah, because of the class credit transfer that I had.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm a little bit lucky. But I will just have to skip class, which I'm fine with. Based on what
No,
no, don't skip class. Yeah. We are students first.
Yeah. Student workers.
Yeah, for the record, no, please do that.
Do not skip class. We do not endorse.
I can totally skip class. I love class.
Camille.
That is, for the record, that is, go ahead, Luis.
Thank you. Luis, I gotta edit up for the record. Camille, please do not skip class. Also, please be mindful that if you need to have a meeting at 8 a.m., it's better than 8 p.m. So let's work around your schedule. Let's work around an opportunity that might not exist, that exists on where maybe we even hold this meeting. It might be closer to the place of where your class might be. So let's talk about and discuss how we can better have an opportunity for the community to meet without having in class, missing class.
Yeah,
thank you.
I won't actually skip class. Thanks.
Okay, sounds good. And then one thing I wanted to throw out to the committee, this really hasn't been precedent during my 2 sessions that I served as a senator, because I think in my 2 terms, we censured 1 person. But in regard to that, I got to ask you guys, we haven't even started fall, and there's 2 senators who've already been censured. And with that, they've accumulated over 5 points. So for example, with Senator Moore, she had accumulated 6 points. And I'm going to update the points memo today, but I wanted to throw it out and kind of create a conversation for the committee. Do we think those points should be reset? So for example, if For example, Senator Moore had 6 points. We officially censored her. She's going to do the outreach and stuff like that. Should we get rid of those six, or should we bring it back down to one because she still has an extra point on top of that five? Senator Kitch and Senator Castro.
I would say let's bring it back down to one. I think that 1 hour outreach per censure point is like appropriate for that situation.
Senator Castro.
I'd argue for resetting it because I think that the verdict has been reached, and if the action, like, I I'm trying to word the word punishment, but let's just use it for
it's
now.
It's punishment, yeah.
If the punishment's been served, then I think that they've done the time. I think they should be cleared and given a clean basis, as long as we aren't deciding to actively push them out. I also just wanted to state off the question you asked earlier about the regular meeting schedules. I mean, I'm having some trouble scheduling a meeting for August, but I do have my one to meet for the rest of the school year or semester. So.
Okay, sounds good. What about the rest of the committee? How do we feel? Do we think we should, if they get censored, they're found guilty, should we expunge all of their points who they're set over? Or if they accumulate 7 or 8 points, you know, we get rid of those five and then we bring them back down to 2 or 3.
I like that, the deduction process, because it gives them a little kick in the butt to, you know, not rack up those points again.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Any other points of discussion on that matter? Okay. With that being said, I'm going to go around the room because we got to decide what we're going to do about this because we have to reach a verdict on this. So I'm going to go around the room. We're going to start with Senator Kitch. Just give your opinion on what we should do, whether it be after they accumulate their 5 points, they're found guilty of censure. Do we expunge all their points? Or, like, for example, in the case of Senator Moore, Senator Packard, where they have 6 and 7 points, it'll be reset to 1 point or 2 points, respectively.
I think it should be reset to 1 or 2 points, respectively.
Senator Belinda.
I heard that.
Senator Issa.
I agree with that as well.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss?
I agree.
Senator Maselli?
Agreed. Are we giving our opinion on the entire punishment?
No, this is for
just
resetting points and all that to decide whether if they accumulated 6 or 7 points, do we expunge all their points when they're found guilty, or do we reset it back to 1 or 2 to kind of give them that extra little gap in a way to make sure that they don't come in here again and get censured again.
Yeah, I'm okay with, I agree that it's fine being reset. I doubt that these people will be in the same situation twice. Hopeful, but yeah.
Senator Levy.
I agree. Sorry for all the movement. I'm at work right now, so I work for housing, just a little context. I had an emergency yesterday and I was in a meeting also yesterday. So it'll be super, like, I'll be way more attentive. I'll be more. Yeah, attentive when move-in is over, because it's just really busy time for housing. But okay. I do agree we should reset it.
Senator Castro?
I'm also in support of expunging the points after the punishment's been served. Yeah.
Senator Saporito?
Sorry, I agree that soliciting the legislature is very simple. It's like, for good. And I'm also sorry for attending the meeting that I just got back to right after that night address.
Alrighty. Well, this is kind of funny in that sense because the vote now is 4-4. So I'll cast a tie-breaking vote, and what I'm going to decide we're going to do, if they accumulate 6, 7, or 8 points, we will expunge the 5 points, but they will still be brought back down to 1 or 2 or 3 points, respectively. Just because if someone accumulates 9 points, 10 points, I mean, I doubt that's going to happen, but we got to think about that, and we got to think about even accumulating 6 or 7 points. They still had accumulated those points. They still had accumulated missing those meetings and stuff like that. And I don't want that to go unnoticed or unpunished in a way. So that's the decision. The committee is going to move forward. So yeah. And then let's see.
Leave.
Sorry. Go ahead, Lewis.
Speaker Ivan, would you consider maybe having like two scales? And I'm going to give you the reference of college football, mm-hmm. where you have your overall scale and your conference scale. So you could keep track and of how many demerit points they have, how many were deducted, and what carries forward, so that record stays. Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think? Speaker Pro Tempore Moss is giving a thumbs up.
Sorry to bother guys, I can really hear that, like the full, sorry.
Yeah, Luis was basically saying, giving it in the college football sense, but let's say a senator accumulates 8 points. we reach a verdict and we give them their punishment, the 8 points are expunged, but on record they still have like 8 points that is still in the record. They just get reset back to zero. So if it's ever a conversation where they're brought up in oversight again, you can say, oh, well, in the past they had accumulated 8 points and this is what overall what they had, but they had still started back out at zero. So I guess that can play into the point of conversation or discussion when, if they're ever brought back in oversight a second time. Senator Kitch.
I do like that. I think that would kind of something I'm leaning more to use on a case by case basis though. I think for Senator Moore in the past and now Senator Packard's case, I would prefer to just reset it or do -5 and then they're back at whatever points they were at.
Me is sensitive. If they have 7, reset the 5, put it back at 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's math.
Yeah. Any other points of discussion? Okay. Well, I do need your guys' opinion on this. Should we go with Luis's conference explanation, or should we go with the explanation I provided as chair?
It almost sounds like it's like it's a criminal record. Like you get 8 and then you get pardoned, and then I guess I'm a little bit confused as to how that would benefit more than just cutting 5. I'm just asking for Twitter.
Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. Great question. The hope is so that you can, if a person comes back, I'm not saying these two or anybody might come back, but you just keep a running tally. So the discussion is like, look, you reached 5 points and now you're at 9 points. Now you're at 10.
Oh, I see what he's saying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaker pro tempore, Moss.
So to clarify, what you're meaning is that we don't expunge the points. We just keep a tally of how many points they have throughout the session.
Throughout the session.
So like...
You can reset, but
yeah.
You keep tally of how many they
yeah.
throughout the session.
Yeah. So like, for example, let's say I accumulate 5 points, I'm censured, and then like I keep going, keep messing up and getting demerit points. When I come to... oversight again, they're like, well, you've now accumulated 10 points overall. We have to censure you again. That's kind of what you're meaning.
Yes.
Then. Okay.
And it adds to the validity of the point. It's like, okay, if they've accumulated 10 points and this is their second censure, then
yeah,
something's not right. Senator Castro?
Not to go all like future attorney and stuff, but that's exactly, you're literally perfectly describing the point system in an actual justice system, so I think that's totally fair. What will be presented of having it sort of be a point of consideration if they're ever brought up in oversight again, but technically they are being considered for what's actually occurring, you know, when the next time they're in oversight, basically.
Okay. We're going to move to a vote on this matter in regard to, I'm going to call it the college football point system. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. All right, with that being said, the committee moving forward will adopt Luis's college football analogy. All righty, so glad we were able to discuss that. All righty, and then the last thing, do you guys have any ideas we can expand on a verdict besides outreach or asking them to formally leave the committees? Speaker pro tempore, Moss.
I was just going to say in the punishment, I think in clear detail, I think we should ask for 5 more hours of outreach in the month or in this upcoming outreach period. Is that what you did for Taylor Moore, Mr. Speaker?
Correct.
So 5 extra hours specifically with the College of Business. I don't feel like that's too much of an ask at this point, especially with the size of the College of Business. 5 extra hours of outreach in the next upcoming outreach period, an apology to the Sagebrush, and a formal request to leave the Committee on Budget and Finance. I feel like that's pretty... I didn't know what the words to look for there. But.
Senator Maselli.
I agree for the most part. I'm having a tough time wrapping my head around the apology to the Sagebrush just because I don't think I understand what it really accomplishes, and I'm open to hearing any insight from you all how that process works. But it just feels a little it seems a little humiliating without actually fixing the issue. I think at the end of the day, as senators, is to be involved and represent your college. And so I think the outreach accomplishes that. I think communicating with her fellow College of Business senators would do that. I just don't know what a unauthentic, which hopefully it would be authentic, but apology to the sagebrush, how that even works or what it really accomplishes.
Senator Kitch?
As the journalism major in the room, I'll give my insight on this. To put it bluntly, I think it is a little bit of a, supposed to be a humiliation thing. She messed up, and taking accountability for that is kind of the best way to hold her accountable for her constituents to know. I don't even think it would have to be its own separate post, Sagebrush. It could be something that's part of their weekly ASU and updates, the ones that Ms. Peregrine Hart used to do last session. I don't know who they'll have for news now, but it could just be a part of that, and in general, in her words, they publish it as part of that. I don't think it would necessarily be like blasted all over campus, so to speak. I don't think that it would, I think it matches the gravity of the missed meetings. I'll leave it at that. But it's just kind of to, I think, hold her accountable.
I also wanted to say too, for the record, based on the three decisions we're making right now, you guys also gotta think about this. This is gonna affect the rest of the Senate body, and the rest of the senators are gonna hear this at next meeting, where they're gonna hear, okay, Senator Packard did not show up to meetings, did not communicate, and now she has 5 or 6 extra hours of outreach. She's gotta leave Budget and Finance, and she has to write a public apology to the sagebrush. You gotta think about that to the other senators who may have the possibility of getting censured, and I think it's gonna light a fire under a lot of other senators to do their work, show up, and communicate what they're actually doing at their college.
Yeah, just a quick question.
Senator Belinda.
Where does the main readership demographic come from for the same sagebrush?
Senator Kitch.
I don't have access to that data. I would say it's probably mostly students. I can tell you, given the current state of student media, it's probably not very high.
Okay. I was just curious. Thank you.
Any other points of discussion? Senator Levy?
You may have already covered this, but could a public apology, like, on the record at Senate suffice instead of doing the sagebrush apology?
Yeah, that could suffice too.
I'd be welcome to that.
Okay, I think I would be more in favor of a public apology on the record at Senate, because we would be reaching the people who actually care about the affairs that occur at Senate, versus the sagebrush, where I feel like it wouldn't be really reaching the right audience. Like, I feel like the Senate, a public apology at Senate would be more impactful, and it would also come from her voice.
Yeah. Alrighty. Any other points of discussion before we move on to deciding, I'm just throwing this out there, for hours, deciding whether she's going to issue a public apology to the Senate or the sagebrush, and deciding whether we are going to formally ask her to leave Budget and Finance. So we're going to start with outreach first. I'm going to open up to the floor. All those in favor of assigning Senator Packard 5 hours of outreach for the month of September, please designate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Aye. All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Oy. All right, that being said, Senator Packard has been assigned 5 hours of outreach for September. All right, Senator Kitch.
Are those hours assigned to the College of Business specifically?
We can...
Because I was going to say, because like, they have some stuff coming up with like, the new building, so I don't think it'd be impossible.
Yeah.
I'm down for either day, I just didn't know.
I mean, I could open up to the committee. We could do, you have to do 2.5 hours of like regular outreach, and then we can do 2.5 hours for business outreach. What are you guys' thoughts on that? Yes, yes. Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
I can make that motion if you want.
Perfect.
Okay. I move that the 5 hours of outreach assigned to Senator Packard for the month of September be divided up 2.5 hours of general outreach and 2.5 hours specifically with the College of Business.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Parliamentarian Issa. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? Alrighty. With that being said, that motion is adopted.
All right. Hold on. Let me just plug in my... His laptop's dying.
It is dying.
Alrighty, so we have decided on outreach. Now we're going to move to issuing a public apology to the sagebrush or a public apology to the Senate. All those in favor of assigning Senator Packard a public apology to the ASUN Senate, please designate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? All right, that being said, Senator Packer will be assigned to give a public apology to the AH1 Senate. Alrighty, now our last agenda item, or not agenda item, sorry guys, point of verdict. All those in favor of formally asking Senator Packer to leave the Committee on Budget and Finance at the next available Senate meeting, please designate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Hearing that, the committee has designated that Senator Packer will formally leave the Committee on Budget and Finance. Alrighty. Are there any other closing thoughts, points of discussion before we move forward? Alrighty. You can invite it back in. Hello, hello.
Hello.
We have reached a verdict.
Okay.
And our verdict is this. So for the month of September, you will be assigned 5 extra hours of outreach.
Okay.
2.5 hours of those, or 2.5 hours of those 5 hours would be like regular outreach. So it could be volunteering at the Undie Run or going to some event that AH1 is sponsoring. And then the other 2.5 hours we're going to ask is business related. So whether it's working with your college on something, I know the new groundbreaking for the new business building is coming up, reaching out with your dean, reaching out with business constituents or anything like that. We just ask that during the month of September, 2.5 hours of those are business related. And the other 2.5 hours are related to just AH1 outreach and
development. Okay.
Awesome. We also are going to ask that you write a public apology to the AH1 Senate.
Okay.
Just read it out at next meeting.
Okay.
And then the third thing we had decided is that at next meeting you formally leave the Committee on Budget and Finance just due to scheduling issues.
Yes.
And another senator will be able to join that committee.
Okay.
But yeah, that is the verdict we've reached.
Okay.
Do you understand everything that I've?
Yes. And then for the formal apology, is there like a
It's what you
like.
Make. It's what you make.
Okay.
You
go, okay.
I mean,
I wasn't sure if there's like an outline or anything.
You can get up. Technically, you can get up there and give a one sentence response, but it's not exactly going to be well received by the Senate. You know, you're getting up there and you're apologizing to not only the other senators and the chairs and stuff like that, but you're also apologizing to the students in not attending your meetings and not fulfilling your duties.
Yeah.
Is everything I explained in the verdicts pretty understandable?
That makes sense, yeah.
Okay.
And then I did have one question on, is there a committee that needs people? I know Senator Castro said.
IDEA needs people, yes.
IDEA, right. Okay, perfect.
Go off these people.
Go off
these people. Sorry, just a point of order. I'll just really comment. Gratefully you brought that up at the same time, Senator Packer. Please don't feel pressured to join a committee if you're not truly interested in it. If you are interested in committee, we would love to have you, but as well, keep in mind your own well-being in that regard.
Okay, thank you.
Also at next meeting too, I'm going to have, hopefully all of the chairs will have a better understanding of where they're going to be at in terms of fall for time and dates and stuff like that. So at the end, especially too, since we have the two new senators who will be assigning themselves to committees, I'm just going to have all the chairs go around the room and read out their date and times when they're going to meet and stuff like that. So there's no miscommunication and everyone's on the same page.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah. That makes
sense.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Can I see this? Thank you. It's just 8. Okay. Moving on to agenda item 8, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? We are
Logan.
I'll move back up to agenda item 7A. Senator Mazzelli, do you have a point of discussion or clarifying comments?
Yeah, I just wanted to let Senator Packard know that because Budget and Finance is planning to meet on Wednesday next week before Senate, you could still come to that meeting.
Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Never mind. Yeah.
Alrighty, before I adjourn us, are there any other points of discussion under agenda item 7A? Alrighty, moving down past agenda item 8, being that I already asked for public comment in the audience, we're going to move on to agenda item 9. With that being said, I adjourn this committee on oversight meeting at 1:04 p.m. August 21st in the Frankie Sudol Papa President's Conference Room and on Zoom. Alright, everyone, I'll see you next week. Yeah, thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Oh, I didn't even see the jorts until now.
They're a staple of